Hello there, and welcome to another episode of Tech Empowered, the podcast where we share real stories of people whose lives have been transformed by technology across Africa and beyond. This podcast is brought to you by Tech for Dev. Tech for Dev is a non-profit organization creating opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills empowerment and advocacy. I am your host, Yemisi, and I'm so glad you're here. We've heard people say you need a tech background to learn tech or to build any form of career in tech. Some even believe that there's a certain age limit to start or to build any form of career. But today we'll hear from someone who started with no knowledge or background in tech. She studied construction management at the university and had zero experience with coding. Then, through a friend, she discovered the Women Texas Fellowship and decided to give it a try. The rest, as they say, is history. Today, she's a monitoring, evaluation, research, and learning analyst in Kenya, using data to transform research and influence policy formulation. Our guest today is Lillian Mora, and she's here to share her journey into tech with us. So, grab a seat, relax. Because this one promises to be very inspiring. Hello, Lillian. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Yemisi. I'm glad that I'm joining you today, and I'm very happy to be here.
Fantastic. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Who is Lillian? Give us a little background about yourself. What makes you tick?
Lillian is a young lady from Kenya. I'm actually a mom also, and yes. I have a graduate degree from the University of Nairobi in construction management. And now, added to that, I am a data analyst stroke scientist through the efforts of Tech for Dev. Yeah, I have many other skills apart from that, but my major two skills are what I have in my undergraduate degree and the certification from Tech for Dev Fellowship Program.
Okay, so before tech, so you studied construction management, like you said. Can you take us back? What was that like for you then, studying construction management? Did tech ever cross your mind? Did you ever think that, oh, maybe one day you would build a career in tech?
Well, no, I would have never thought of venturing into tech. I always had a passion in construction, I'd say, but to be honest, I think it became quite a rough industry for me, especially being a mom also. So at one particular time, I was just seated with someone, and he just mentioned that, have you heard of data analysis? People are making a killing out of it. So I think that's where my passion generally developed from. So I tried to research on how I can apply for any courses and maybe study, until I came into a post from one of my former schoolmates in my high school who is an alumni of the fellowship program. So she posted on Facebook that she had been in the fellowship, and it was the applications were now open. So because I had developed a recent love for data, I decided to take the chances and apply for the fellowship. So yeah, I never had a prior let's say influence or something in terms of data. I would have never thought of venturing into tech, but then I think my stars were just aligning in terms of how my future would be.
Were there like other reasons why you decided to apply for the, aside from the fact that, oh, you were having like a budding interest in data analysis, were there any other reasons why you decided to apply for the Women Texas Fellowship?
First of all, I am big on anything that is in regards to women and empowerment. Anything that just deals with women will inspire me automatically. But then again, the biggest reason why I got specifically interested with the Women Techstars Fellowship Program is because of their alumni and what they talked about the fellowship and what they gained from the fellowship. So that was the biggest reason as to why I really did apply.
So you saw like a lot of stories about people that have gone through the program, and you know, that just gave you like more reasons why you should do this.
Yes, and okay. Also I'd add that at that particular time also I was unemployed, so I had financial issues. So you know, the program is fully sponsored, and that was also a major reason as to why I applied to it.
Fantastic. Okay, so now you've applied for the fellowship, you're in, but you don't have any you didn't have any prior background in coding or tech or anything like that. So what was it like, you know, joining the fellowship and starting from scratch?
I would say at the beginning it was a challenge for me, especially because I had this particular fear of, especially for coding, you know, people talk of coding like it's such a big deal, it's such a big thing. So I was always scared, and you know, when somebody just mentions to you Python, you really get scared, like what are you talking about? Yes, because every other person who doesn't have any skills in tech, the only Python they'd probably know is the snake. So it was a challenge at the beginning, but then I think we had one of the best facilitators, and she was very graceful and very patient with us, Miss Corsi, even though she left us at some point, but she was very patient with us. And I also think my track mates were also very patient with those who were very new. And I picked it up along the way, and it became interesting actually along the way, because now I was gaining the skills, I was learning on the go, and yeah, it was an adventurous journey, I'd say, in terms of coming from no skill at all and then now to gaining the skill.
So were there moments in the program where maybe you felt like, this isn't for me, this is too challenging? How did you handle those moments?
They weren't as many as such, because I was fully determined and committed, you know, to finishing the program. Mm-hmm. But I'd say the challenges, the moments that challenges came up were during when we had, you know, to go to late nights of study, group work and all that. So I think just organization and having proper communication with my fellow teammates, and just teamwork and lifting each other's spirits. Sometimes we'd even have calls with my teammates, and just, you know, to just catch up and know what is going on, how we can improve ourselves. So yeah, I think teamwork really did help in such cases.
Fantastic. I mean, teamwork and the power of community, very important. And teamwork is actually a really good skill to have, especially, you know, you're going to be working with people, and being able to work, you know, well with others is actually really good. So, I mean, after completing the fellowship, how did you transition into your current role as an MERL analyst? Can you walk us through how you landed your first job?
It wasn't immediately. I landed that role this year. So it has been, yes.
What year did you complete the fellowship?
It was last year in June. That's when we completed, yes. So I think June was the 6 months intensive learning, and then we had the period of the other things that we were to do. For example,
EEP.
But now I landed this role in March, and I would say it has been a constant application and constant upskilling. That is what has really helped me, you know, learn this role. I learned of the role through just a search and applied, then was shortlisted and did interviews. And I think the thing that stood out for them was also that commitment of, you know, having a 1-year program with the fellowship, with the Women Techstars Fellowship, because it's a program mm-hmm. that also empowers women and young girls in arid and semi-arid counties in Kenya. So yeah, mm-hmm. upskilling, application, constant applications. I'd send even more than 5 applications in a day, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So how has it been so far being in this role? I mean, you said in March, this is September. So how has that journey been like?
I would say it has been a fulfilling journey. More specifically, because now I'm working with data, something I always had a passion for but never knew how to break into. And then just working around stories to do with women and women empowerment, because I'm also a product of, I think it's just my life story. I'm just a product of women empowerment and women pulling in resources and just pushing me across the border. So it has been quite a fulfilling journey. And I think I fall in love with data analysis each and every day, because I get to make stories and inform policies around women and girl child education. Yes.
Mm. Well, that's really great. Happy to hear that. Glad that, you know, you're finding fulfillment in the path that you have chosen. What advice would you give to someone who is listening right now? Maybe they don't have a tech background and they're doubting if they can actually even build a career in tech. What advice would you give someone like that?
The first thing that I tell such a person is, you never know until you try. You never know what you'll gain until you try. So break that fear. Try out if you are interested in anything to do with tech, with data, try it out, and then you'll just find passion. And also passion grows along the way. In case you don't have any passion and you still want, you want to, but with no passion, you still can develop that passion along the way. And also do diverse your learning. Don't stick to, you know, just one thing. And mm-hmm. look for more opportunities to upskill, even while doing the fellowship, probably for those who are now new in the fellowship, even while mm-hmm. you're still within the fellowship, try new opportunities, diverse your learnings, and you will actually get there.
Mm. Thank you so much for sharing that. I like what you said about, you know, diversifying your learning, and you know, keep learning. Always seek out opportunities for growth, for learning, those things actually, because there's a saying that when you stop learning, you stop growing, right? So learning actually contributes to your growth and, you know, just helps you make you a better person all around. Thank you so much for sharing. So what's one fun fact about Lilian?
Mm-hmm. I think I'd say I'm just a mom. That is the fun fact about me. Yeah, and I love cooking also.
Oh, interesting. How many kids do you have?
Just one daughter.
Oh, how old is she?
She's 6, and her name is Nia, and Nia in Kiswahili means purpose. I think she's been the reason I'm always seeing purpose in things I'm doing, and probably why it pushed me even more to, you know, have that determination for this.
So she's like your motivation to keep going.
Yes, she is.
I love that so much. Well done. You love cooking. What's your favorite dish to cook?
In Kenya we have what is called ugali, so I love cooking ugali and beef stew.
Ugali.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. It was lovely having this conversation with you, Lilian. Thank you so much for sharing your journey with us.
Okay. I just give a last shout out to the moms who are hoping or who are willing to venture into tech. It really does work out for, especially for moms. Like right now, I'm just doing a remote job and I'm able, you know, to raise my child. They should actually think of it. And even those who are in the fellowship, they should not lose hope. it works in the end.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Lillian. It all works out in the end. I mean, so we just completed the orientation for the class of 2026 and their classes are starting today. And on one of the days, I remember they were sharing in the chat and people were just talking about, you know, themselves and were sharing, I'm over 40. Somebody said, oh, I'm a single mom. I'm not sure how to navigate this and all of that. And it was really touching to see. And thank you so much for sharing that. I know that what you have just said would encourage somebody. So thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you,
you're
Lillian.
Welcome. Thank you and also for having me.
Oh, yeah. It was lovely having this conversation with you. And that's a wrap on today's episode of Tech Empowered. I'm sure if someone had told Lillian a few years ago that she would transition into tech, she might have argued it out a bit. But today she's thriving in that career. Her story is a reminder that we never really know what's possible until we try. Lillian's journey shows that even if you're starting from zero, you can succeed. What matters is having the courage to begin, the determination to keep going, and the patience to grow. Like Lillian rightly said, keep learning, explore opportunities for growth, and the sky is your limit. Thank you so much. The sky can be your starting point, actually. So thank you so much for joining us today. If Lillian's story has inspired you, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with a mom who really needs to hear this. Subscribe to Tech Empowered if you haven't already. And check out other powerful stories from our previous episodes. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Tech Empowered and I am your host, Yemisi. And until next time, remember the tech industry has a space for you too. All right, bye for now.